Nepal election candidate Kamal Prasad Adhikari was killed by masked gunmen who entered his house before dawn in Baka district, about 400 kilometres from Kathmandu. Adhikari was a member of the National People's Front, a small communist party contesting Nepal's constituent assembly elections on April 10th. He was the first candidate to be killed in what has been a violent start to election campaigning in Nepal. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the killing, but police have detained two suspects. There are more than a dozen militant groups operating in Nepal's south, and several have vowed to disrupt the April elections. There have been reports of intimidation and violence carried out by armed groups operating in the southern districts, as well as attacks on political rallies by the former rebel Maoists and their youth wing, the Young Communist League. Darren Nance is field representative of the Carter Centre, one of several international organisations observing the election environment.
The bulk of the concern has been targeted and geared toward the Maoist, and specifically the YCL, the Young Communist League. That's not to say that there's not other parties also breaking the code of conduct.
The Carter Centre released a mixed assessment of the election environment this week, praising the active campaigning of candidates, but urging political parties to campaign fairly. The constituent assembly election in April will determine a body to rewrite the country's constitution and decide the fate of the controversial monarchy. Liam Cochrane for VOA News, Kathmandu.